The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Shane Harder's with us, and we've been talking about biodiesel. We've been talking about making your own diesel fuel out of waste motor oil, transmission fluid, hydraulic oil, French fry oil, and crankcase drainings from your gasoline or diesel engine. And Shane, I mentioned that there are various products that come out of distillation. You know, we get the kerosene, the diesel, the gasoline, the motor oil, and then what's left at the bottom, that gooey stuff, I believe we make roads out of. That's the tar that goes into the mix with the crushed stone, and we make roads out of it. Is that right?
Yes, that's one of the uses. Again, for me personally, on a small scale, what I do with it is I use it as a heat source. Mm-hmm. My house is heated 100% off of my waste oil products, along with some wood to supplement it. What I've done is I've basically converted my wood stoves to burn this waste oil product, the tar that's left over. It burns incredibly hot. 900 degrees at the top of my furnace is what I'm getting. And the way that my furnace is set up, it has a retort or a reburner inside of it, so it actually burns more efficient than pure wood. If I'm burning wood in my stove and I go outside with a video camera, I've got all this white or grayish smoke bellowing out, which is, you know, basically any chimney that's burning wood, you know, mm-hmm. you know it's the first sign of winter when you smell that burning wood in the air and you look up and you see people's chimneys smoking. Well, with this material that I'm scraping out and putting into my wood stove with this retort, I go outside with a video camera and there's zero smoke coming out of my chimney. And the reason is it's burning this so much hotter, and it's recapturing those unspent fuels inside the retort and then burning it again before it's released into the atmosphere. So instead of all this plastic going into landfills, going into farmers' fields and their cattle eat it, and then it kills the cattle or makes them very sick, you know, those types of things, instead of it going into the water and killing the sea life, instead you're doing something very positive with it. You're saving money. You're saving the environment, and it's empowering. You're really doing something to give you a sense of control over your own destiny or your own personal environment. A wise man once told me, Vince, he said, don't worry about things that are beyond your realm of control. But those things that are within your realm of control, be responsible and do what you can with those things. And so for me personally, that's what I'm doing. I mm-hmm. do not throw away plastic. I do not pay to have the city or the county come pick up my recycling bin and haul this stuff off to some type of recycling center. I use it. It is used responsibly, and it saves me money. It heats my home to take care of my family. It runs my automobiles, and my cost to run my diesel engine, it's an E350, the cost to run my engine is $1 per gallon, and that is a confirmed price. I've crunched the numbers. I've monitored my cost of processing this stuff, and my actual cost is $1 per gallon. Beat that.
Well, it sounds to me like if your cost is $1 per gallon and you've got a fully burdened cost there, you're probably mixing 80-20, 80% waste oil, whatever that would be, whether it be crankcase drippings or French fry oil or something like that, with maybe 20% diesel or 75-25. Is that about right?
Well, for clarification, the mixture ratio is contingent upon my fuel source. So going back to that chronological order, if I'm using the best fuel source being the waste motor, waste vegetable oil, then I have a much lower cost to process it. My cost is actually about 10 cents per gallon on the waste vegetable oil. As you go down the food chain, your cost goes up because you're having to use more additives and you're having to use more time to process it. Now, one thing that I've discovered is, ironically enough, gasoline is cheaper than diesel at the pump.
Yes.
And that's by design, because my dad manufactured it for years, 33 years to be exact, and it costs less to manufacture diesel at a refinery than it does gasoline. Yet gasoline's less expensive at the pump. Go figure. So what I started doing was diluting my waste oil. Instead of diluting it 50-50 pump diesel to processed waste motor oil, I actually started adding 10% gasoline because it's less expensive. And once it mixes with the oil, it's readily solvable. Once it mixes with the oil, it no longer has the octane that it used to have. So you're not going to end up with damage in your engine. You're not going to cause your engine to ping because it's been diluted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I asked you about the dollar per gallon cost, what I was thinking is, if you add in the cost of the equipment, the cost of the electricity, if you use any for any of the transfer from one tank to the other, whether you know if you used a pump, the cost of the filters, the cost of the polymers, and the cost of the energy for the distillation, if you fully burden all that in, I was estimating that you might be at 25% diesel from the pump with 75% or so of the waste oil, French fry.
That's extremely accurate.
Okay, that was my quick thumbnail guess. Okay, now did you build your own distillation equipment?
Yes, I fabricated. You know, I come from a petrochemical background. Growing up in Southwest Louisiana, that's where most of the fuel for the country comes from. It's full of refineries. That's what they do. And so I had an upbringing in that environment. So I had enough knowledge and wherewithal to manufacture my own refinery. It's a micro refinery, and it's consistent with what you would find at an actual refinery. With the exception of the catalyst. I don't use the catalyst. It's very expensive, and you end up with some byproducts like H2S gas and things that are very toxic. So I don't use the catalyst, but I did build my own refinery. And what happens is you end up with the purest form of fuel, and it can be used to heat your home, run your vehicle, run your tractors, heat a greenhouse, heat a chicken coop, something of that nature. Mm-hmm. And then the absolute worst byproduct that's left over from that, the tars, can be used also as a fuel source.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, with your micro refinery, you've got some gases that come off the top. Do you trap those and then use those to as a heat source?
Yes. What I have is I use some of the gas that's coming off the top. It is rerouted to the burn chamber for my container. So it's actually self-sustaining. So once I have achieved a certain temperature and I'm producing gas, what's commonly referred to as SEM gas, that SEM gas is then used to continue heating the burn chamber. And so it's 100% reclamation. Nothing goes to waste.
And let me ask you this, Shane. Is the reason that nothing goes to waste because you really are passionate about efficiency? You just can't stand throwing away things that are usable. Is that a lifestyle? Because it is here with me at the farm.
It is, Vincent. And what I'll tell you, I'm being very transparent with your audience right now. I came from very humble beginnings, and I grew up very poor. I grew up in Southwest Louisiana on the bayou, out in the swamps, And the way that I was raised, you just don't throw away things. We reused anything that we could. If you had an old vehicle that broke down, you didn't pay somebody to haul it off to a junkyard. You use each and every part off of that vehicle for something. And, you know, I was made fun of growing up as a kid because I always had hand-me-down shoes, hand-me-down clothes. But it is a lifestyle for me. I derive a great deal of pleasure from being an innovator, from being able to take what most people would refer to as junk. You know, I've heard it said that one man's junk is another man's treasure. And so what people refer to as junk, I take that and I make something out of it, something very usable. And, you know, for example, I build barbecue pits out of other people's junk. When they throw away an air compressor or something, I'm quick to grab it, and I'll build a barbecue pit that's the finished product is beautiful and usable, and then I can donate that to a family in need or sell it or do what I have to do with it to be responsible and with that material rather than seeing it go into a landfill.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree with you. And most farmers that I know live that kind of a lifestyle. They just don't throw out things. I have a slight diversion here, but I have a barn on the property that was here when I bought the property, and it had a used roof on it. Whoever built this found used roofing materials, steel roofing, and it's got plenty of extra holes in it from where the roofing was attached, you know, in the prior house. Prior barn. And the barn that I'm building now for our machinery and equipment and so forth came from Arkansas. It was a used barn. And, you know, it made no sense to not buy a used barn that I could get the steel, the trusses, and even the used 2x4s. 2x4, 20 feet long. I bought 250 of those, and those are the materials we use. So we're allergic to wasting anything here on our farm. I believe it really is a lifestyle. So you made your own distiller. About what do you have in that? Would you share with us about the costs?
Yes, that's a very valid point. You know, being totally candid with your listening audience,
yeah.
Your startup cost, if you plan on doing this on any broad scale, broad enough to be able to use it as a fuel source, you're going to have startup costs. Your turnkey cost is going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $550 to $2,000, contingent upon how elaborate, contingent upon what you're wanting to use the fuel for. You know, if you're wanting just to use it as a heat source for a stove or boiler for your home, your cost will be very minimal, probably $50
okay.
at best.
Okay. Hold that thought, we'll be right back. Hold that thought. Shane Hargersville.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Shane Harger's with us, and we're talking about saving money. And today we're saving money with fuel. So, Shane, you know, I'm on this farm. And let's use me as a case study. So I'm on the farm, and I have saved every gallon or every quart of oil that I purchased and used on the farm that I've drained out of the trucks, the tractors. I have every gallon of hydraulic fluid, every gallon of motor oil, used motor oil. I still have it. And what I do is I drain it into an oil drain pan, and then I then pour it into the same container that I bought it in. So after I get every drop of brand new motor oil out of the container and let it drip for, you know, an hour to get, I mean, literally every drop out of that brand new container, I then have these empty containers and I pour the used motor oil once it's cooled back into those, and I've saved them. I have all of that oil stored in the original container. So I have hundreds of quarts of motor oil that's been used. And what I've done is I will separate the hydraulic fluid when I drain it out, and I have that in containers so that if I want to use, I make my own lubricating oil. So I have, for example, a baler, a hay baler, a 1,000-pound hay baler, and or it makes 1,000-pound rolls of hay. It has chain. It's chain drive in many of the mechanisms are chain driven. So instead of using new SAE 30 motor oil, I will take hydraulic fluid. I will let it settle. I will filter it. I'll, you know, pour it off very carefully. I'll filter it through a coffee filter, if you will, and I'll use that as a lubricating oil. And I keep that in separate containers so I know what is used, filtered, clean lubricating oil. Now the rest of the oil has been settling for, you know, months, even years. As a case study, what do you recommend I do with all of that oil now that I have a barn that I'm building to process that? What is the best bang for the buck in terms of building equipment to start recycling that oil for fuel?
Well, the absolute best thing you could do would be to get what I call a tote. It's a big square plastic jug that holds about 200 gallons. Has a opening on the top of it. It has a valve on the bottom, usually a ball valve, and it's encaged. It has a metal cage, usually out of aluminum or tin, that cages this thing, and it has its own pallet system. So what you can do is you can take your forklift attachment for any of your implements, you pick it up in the air, and you set it on a rack, a racking system, and you set up three of these. The first one is for your settling. That's where you dump all of this oil into there, and you let it settle. And you want to dump a 50-pound bag of rock salt, basically, your water softener tablets. You dump that in there, and what that's going to do is it's going to draw all the water to the bottom of this tank. And water and oil will separate. Your lighter, cleaner oil is going to float to the top, and all of your contaminants are going to go to the bottom. And on the very bottom, you're going to have your water. And what you do is you open that valve and you drain that water through a filtration system to get the contaminants out of it. And then you can use that water for various reasons, for cooling. If you have some type of radiator system, you can use it in that. It's suitable for certain applications. You do not want to just pour it on the ground. You want to filter it. You can distill it. There's a wide variety of things you can use it for. And then once that oil has been filtered in the first phase, it's then pumped or siphoned off with just a regular hydraulic pump. You can even do what I did. I took a power steering pump off of an old junk vehicle and used it as my pump. And so that pumps into your next container where you have your polymers. It's a sack of polymers that you just throw in there, has a chemical reaction, and once it goes through this chemical reaction, you siphon off that material into your blending tank where you blend the ratio that you want, be it a 60-40, 50-50, contingent upon what you're going to use this material for. If you're going to burn it in your engine, you have to have a pretty precise ratio. And then from there, you go into your dispensing tank. In other words, that's where you're going to take the hose, stick it in your gas tank, and pump the diesel into your engine. And that's the process, and that's how I would set it up, because that's how mine is set up.
Well, Shane, I have a total of four totes here. I planned on using two of them for potable water for the to build a water tower in the barn for the farmhouse and for the farm animals. And I have two extras, so I guess I need to buy two more, so I'll have a total of four that I could use for the processing of fuel.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Jane Harder is with us, and you know former chief of police in Nez Springs, New Mexico, Shane Harger. He's flat on his back. He was injured in an accident. He's got a broken leg, and you wouldn't know it from his voice that he's in some pain while he's recuperating. But Shane, it's great to have you with us, and I really appreciate you sharing, you know, the lifestyle that you live with us, so our class gets a chance to know you even better. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Get Prepared Expo should our schedules line up. And so far, it looks like that's the plan, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, we're talking about this being a lifestyle, And class, what I'm saying and what Shane's saying is you don't have to be a victim. You can actually plan for your future. You can build your own micro distiller. You could build your own micro fuel reprocessing plant, if you will, where you can just simply settle and filter and use polymers to reuse motor oil, vegetable oil, transmission fluid, all those combustible fluids, and run them in your diesel vehicles and equipment. Now, diesel fuel contains more BTUs per gallon than gasoline, than kerosene, than propane. So there's more energy in a gallon of diesel. And diesel, to me, stores a much longer time than does gasoline. So the choice for, in my case, Shane, we have two generators here at the farm. We have a primary and we have a backup generator. Both of them are powered by diesel fuel. The reason is we could power them by propane. We could power them by gasoline if we, you know, if we had those type engines. But we chose diesel because I know that diesel has more energy. We get better economy out of diesel fuel, and it stores way longer than gasoline. Do you agree with that?
I absolutely agree with it. And also, you're going to have more horsepower, and your engine is going to last longer. Especially talking about generators, if you have a direct pump generator rather than injectors, they're even more tolerant. So when you get into these older diesel generators, like a diesel generator welder, for example, the really old ones or the old military style, those things were designed to basically run on whatever you stick in it. You drain the plug on an abandoned vehicle, pull all the oil out of it, and dump it right in the tank, just like it is, unfiltered, and you can run on it. Generally speaking, that's the way they were designed. And so I admire you for having those. I'm in the process of getting a diesel generator welder myself. Once I get on my feet and get back to work, I've got a motorcycle that I'm trying to trade on Craigslist for a diesel generator welder for that specific purpose. I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's a great investment. You can't go wrong.
I think... Shane, I think I paid around $1,400 for a two-cylinder military surplus Onan air-cooled diesel generator. It's 5,000 watts, but it's 5,000 real watts. I mean, I've had a gasoline-powered Homelite brand air-cooled generator that, you know, had handles on it that two guys could easily pick up. It probably weighed maybe 130 pounds. Two guys could pick it up, carry it around. I hooked that up to our house, turned it on, turned on the hot water heater, and it stalled the generator. Absolutely stalled it. When we had an electric hot water heater back in Virginia. This diesel generator, which is 5,000 watts, lower in rated capacity, can run so much more equipment, including the hot water heater. So there's a lot to be said for the ratings of this equipment, and there's a lot to be said for the diesel engine. For example, this particular military surplus, it's an MEP 002A, if you want to look it up, MEP 002A. It has three oil fuel filters. It can suck fuel out of a remote tank. It's got auxiliary fuel pump. It runs at 1,800 RPM rather than the 3,600 RPM that a gasoline engine would run. And so it will last easily 8,000 hours, whereas a small gas-powered generator that you might buy at a big box store is rated for about 30 days of continuous run before it's worn out. 30
wow.
days. Yeah. Because, well, if you think about it, Shane, those gasoline-powered generators are running wide open throttle, right? They run at 3,600 RPM, which is what the generator component requires. So the gasoline engine is running wide open throttle, which means that, you know, those without oil filters, you'll need to change the oil every 25 hours. That's change the oil every day. Really?
Yeah.
And, yeah, so this is, you know, in terms of a generator, for me, I know this is a slight diversion, but we're talking about diesel. For me, it is the way to go. And, you know, Shane, they say that diesel fuel doesn't last very long, doesn't store very well. I find that is absolutely positively not the case. How about you?
Yeah, I concur. If you have proper storage, first and foremost, you can't just leave your stuff out in the weather, have rain all over it, have the sun beating down on it, and expect long-term storage. You need to put it in a barn or some type of a shelter, lean-to, covered up with a tarp. The better it's weatherized, the better your results are going to be. And then you can add to your diesel additives that will prolong the life. What a lot of people don't realize is you, with diesel, in addition to water issues, you end up with bacteria issues. It's kind of strange, but there's actually a bug, a bacteria that likes diesel, and it will grow in your diesel, and it will cause you a lot of problems. So you can do your homework. There's a number of additives out there that you can put into your diesel that will stop that from happening. And so do due diligence if you're going to get into this. If you want to be self-sufficient and environmentally responsible, you know, my grandfather, rest his soul, he just passed away. He's 94 years old, Korean War veteran. He founded an organization called Clean. And this was in the late 70s. When being an environmentalist was not popular. But he saw a very real problem. He saw the water being polluted, the air being polluted, and he decided to do something about it. And he forced these petrochemical industries to clean their act up. Mm-hmm. And he also looked for ways to reuse these products. And so that's really what got me into it. And so I look at these things and I say, hey, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it right. So I did my homework, and I learned what's what, you know, what are the risks, what are the benefits. And I can tell you the benefits far outweigh the risks, and the risks are very manageable if you're responsible. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I was thinking about is because of this bacteria that grows in the bottom of these diesel fuel tanks, you know, let's say your fuel tank is full. Well, full doesn't mean up to the top because the fuel will expand in the summer as the fuel gets warmer and it will overflow. So there's always some air that if you fill up your tank, you might fill it up 90% with fuel, and the remaining 10% would be air for expansion in your fuel tank. Well, that air contains moisture, and eventually that, you know, as the temperature changes from warm to cool, that moisture will condense in the bottom of, form droplets of water in the bottom of the tank. So you'll have some water in your fuel tank, even if you start out with a brand new fuel tank. It always happens. So my thought was, okay, with this moisture, you have the potential for growing this bacteria, this black bacteria in the bottom of the fuel tank.
Yes.
Colloidal silver. What do you think?
Absolutely. Colloidal silver is very, very easy to make. It's very low cost to make and has a plethora of benefits. Anyone who believes in preparedness should have colloidal silver. I always keep it by the gallon, brush my teeth with it, gargle with it, swallow it. It kills bacteria, 100%. Anybody doesn't believe me, just do this. Get a glass of raw milk or store-bought milk. It doesn't matter. Get two glasses. Stick them out on the counter, room temperature. Fill them both, you know, almost full. And then put one tablespoon of colloidal silver in the first shot glass and leave the other one just pure milk. Let them both sit out for, I don't know, 5 days, 6 days. And see which one smells the best. The one with the colloidal silver will still be in its liquid state. It won't stink. It won't be chunky. It'll still look like milk. I wouldn't recommend drinking it, but it probably wouldn't hurt you. Whereas the one with no colloidal silver is going to be like yogurt. It's going to stink. It's going to be fermenting. Yeah. And that's because of the bacteria that's growing in it. So that's just a quick little litmus test.
Yeah, so my thought is maybe just add a little bit of colloidal silver to the diesel fuel tank. Now, we are adding moisture, but there's moisture in the tank anyway. Unless it's brand new right now, this second, filled up, you still have some moisture in it. But there's always going to be moisture in the bottom of the fuel tank. And I'm thinking that colloidal silver, maybe a couple ounces of colloidal silver with water would be okay. Is that what we're saying?
Well, in an extreme situation, situation where we had no other alternative, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, while we're still in a situation where you can readily go to the internet or to AutoZone and buy a biofuel additive, that would be my first choice, because you can get a biofuel additive that's precision made, specifically intended for killing those bugs and for keeping water out of your diesel. So my first choice would not be the colloidal silver. My first choice would be a biofuel additive that's specifically designed to kill those bugs and to extend the life of your fuel. Now, if you were in a SHF, you know, fan type situation, you could use the colloidal silver, and of course you'd want to filter the water out prior to going into your tank through either filter media or centrifuge. But yes, colloidal silver could absolutely be used to extend the life of your diesel as long as you get the water out prior to going into your engine.
Shane Harder is with us, and Shane, you know, here's a thought. You know, you're talking about milk, and I remember reading stories about, well, just throw a quarter, a silver quarter, you know, 90% silver quarter in the milk container, put it in the refrigerator, and it'll last a lot longer. Well, when we come back, would that work in our fuel tank, our storage fuel tank for diesel? We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the DC for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Shane Harder's with us, and special thanks to Ed Marvini for all the help that you provided, Ed, in getting us back online with the website. Shane Harder, what would happen if we just put a 90% silver quarter in our fuel storage tank and just let it drop into the bottom? Do you think there'd be any benefits of adding that silver content?
I don't think under those circumstances that you would have any remarkable results. And the reason is the silver needs to be either in a colloidal, suspended, or ionic state in order to effectively kill the bacteria. If you just simply put the silver down in there in a solid state, you're really not going to get the antimicrobial results that you need. I've done the same testing myself. It's ironic that you would say that. I did the same testing myself in a controlled environment, a small container, and did not have any noticeable results, whereas with the colloidal silver, I did have noticeable results.
Okay. Now, let me explain something that I have done in the past. So I have taken drainings from the automatic transmissions of vehicles. We have a Chevy that has an automatic transmission. It has a four-wheel drive transfer case, and both the automatic transmission and the four-wheel drive transfer case both use Dexron B, which is an automatic transmission fluid, the pink stuff. And what I did was I drained it. I let it settle. I kept it in a separate container so it wasn't contaminated with any other kinds of oil. I let it settle for weeks. I then very carefully poured off the oil, leaving the heavy particles in the bottom of the container, ran it through a coffee filter, and then poured it directly into the fuel tank of a diesel pickup truck with no adverse effects that I've seen. Does that jive with what you're saying? Was that a safe thing to do? Because, and I'm trying to think, I probably mixed maybe, let's say, 2 gallons of transmission fluid total with a full tank of 24 gallons of diesel.
Absolutely. Your transmission fluid does not have the contaminants that your motor oil, because it's not under combustion. You're not going to have all the high sulfuric acid, nitric acid, the arsenic and all these other components like you would have in your spent motor oil. So really the only thing you have to worry about filtering out of your transmission fluid or hydraulic fluid is going to be particulates, metal shavings that, you know, because of the inner workings, the gears and bands. And so you did absolutely the right thing, letting it settle, drain the clean stuff off the top, run it through a basic paint filter, coffee filters. I've never tried coffee filters, but the paint filters, absolutely. And put it right in your tank, and you're not going to have any adverse effects, especially if it's diluted to that ratio. I would feel totally comfortable running a 60-40 ratio in my diesel tank, 60% transmission fluid and 40% diesel. I would be totally confident doing that with no adverse effects, because it's pretty much consistent with diesel standards.
Okay, and I've done the same thing separately, different tank of fuel in the truck, with hydraulic fluid. Do you feel the same way about that?
Absolutely. You're pretty much under the same conditions with hydraulic fluid, pretty much the same application. Your temperatures are relatively consistent, and mm-hmm. so just basically take that hydraulic fluid, run it through a paint filter to get the particulates out after it's settled, and you can put it right in your diesel tank and run with it. No adverse effects whatsoever that I've ever noticed. Now, this is coming from someone who studied this for, you know, conservatively for 10 years prior to starting my own use of homemade diesel. And I have been running homemade diesel in my diesel tank, in my vehicle, for 2 years with zero adverse effects. Now, I just changed my injectors and my glow plugs, not because I was having a problem per se, but I just felt like it was time to do it. I had 189,000 miles on the engine and said, I'm going to go ahead and change my injectors. I do it myself. It wasn't that costly, about $450 to change the injectors and the glow plugs. And they were fine. They were totally functional. And in fact, I saved them. I'm not going to throw them away. I saved the injectors. I soaked them down in some fuel injector cleaner and just simply put them in storage. Should I ever have an injector go out, I've got spare injectors ready to go.
Shane Harder, thanks so much for being with us today. Great class on fuel. Shane Harder, I'm Ben Finelli. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.